All right, Kip Branch here with the Southern Sports Edition. I'm sitting here with the new head football coach of Brunswick High School, the ninth head coach in school history, Coach Garrett Grady. Coach, congratulations.
I appreciate it, Kip. Thank you. I appreciate you doing this interview, man.
Coach, long journey to get here. I mean, you've worked your tail off. You started out Valdosta State as a player, graduate assistant, went to Pierce County, came to Brunswick. I mean, you were Sean Pender's kind of right-hand man for 9 years, and now the Brunswick High program is yours to take into the next decade or so.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's been a great path, and it's made me who I am. I have a lot of experiences, whether good or bad, and I think that's what makes everybody deep down inside. A lot of coaches and a lot of other players that, you know, through my career have influenced me in a positive way. And that's what I want to do here with these kids right now. Give them opportunities maybe that I didn't have, and just make sure we put them in good situations and be successful.
Coach, I know the press conference is later today. We're talking pretty late at night. I mean, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you basically before the sun comes up on a Friday morning. So I appreciate that. And tell me how excited you are right now.
Well, first of all, Kip, I wanted you to have the first interview. You know, you're a big Pirate supporter, big alum for Brunswick High, and we're grateful for that. And it means a lot to me that, you know, you reached out and we got this thing going. But just what it feels right now and what we got going in the program, you know, it's our phase one right now in the weight room, and that's going to be big time emphasis on our guys to play in the 6A classification. You got to match up with big time programs, and it starts in that weight room. It's one of the most important rooms in that school building.
Strength and conditioning. I've heard coaches say that championships are won in the off season, Coach, and it sounds like you're a big believer in that.
Big time. It's made me a believer. I've saw it at the collegiate level. I saw what we've done at Pierce County and what we've done here at Brunswick High, and it speaks for itself. And we always preach to our guys, you know, whatever you put in that room is what you're going to get out, and you see the results. So our guys are working really, really hard, and we just got to turn up a notch. And another thing that we do very well here is our nutritional program. These guys are burning so many calories a day. We got to replenish, and we got to get back to it.
Coach, part of running a big-time program is fundraising.
Yes, sir.
CEO. I mean, you are basically the CEO of Brunswick High football right now. And coaching's changed over since you first got into it. It's been, you know, you still have to coach and X's and O's, but you also have to get out and you have to sell your program to people that can support it.
Well, I definitely think what you just hit on, that you got to get out in the community. You got to be visible, not only as a head coach, but I want our team to be visible in the community as well, whether it be community service activities or attending, you know, churches around the community, and just so let the people know, hey, these are the guys that we're supporting. And as a coach, it's my job, you know, to get these kids the opportunities. And by fundraising around the community, hitting local businesses up, developing relationships with these people, and knowing that whatever their support is, that it's going back to these guys, and we need their support.
Continuity, Coach, that was a big, big key in this hire for Brunswick High. I'm sure there was a lot of applicants for the job, but the fact of over the past 5 years, you've been a part of this program and you've built something pretty special here, and there's some continuity. We're coming off an undefeated regular season, 11-1 football season. That's a big factor. I mean, you're taking over now as the head coach, but a lot of things are in place for us to be successful.
Well, I think it's a great opportunity, and I'm very grateful for this. Very thankful for our administration, Dr. Spence, Mr. Slade Turner, Coach Steve Waters, for giving me this opportunity. But like you said, it's a big time job, and now it's my job to get this program, keep it going in the right direction. But we got to take it up a notch. We got to get over the hump. You know, we've been a second round team. We've had a great success in the playoffs in the regular season. We're still, our goal is still to win championships. All right, we completed two of them last year. There's still one box that's unchecked, and we got to get that done. And the thing that we're, the way we're going to get there is we got to let our kids know that we got to pay the price. I think most of our guys are paying the price of a championship, and that's what we've been talking about in our leadership classes and at Zero Block from 7 to 7:45 is paying the price. And if everybody's got to pay the price, nobody can – the price doesn't go down. So we're going to hit on those things and looking forward into the future of the Brunswick High program. You know, you'll see our schedule in 2022. It's going to be very powerful. It's going to be, we're going to have a lot of battle tests on there. So we'll see how we respond. And I like our chances.
Coach, schematically, offensively, I mean, you pretty much were the offensive coordinator, assistant head coach over the past 5 years. You plan on tweaking things much?
I think our offense is going to be based on what we got coming back and our players. We've always had a great offensive line here at Brunswick High. I think we had four really good backs last year, but those guys graduate. So seeing through spring practice, seeing who develops, I think you might see a little bit of different change in the Brunswick High program and on the offense side of the ball. But we'll just see who comes to work, and we'll see what they have to offer to the program.
Defensively, Coach, we grew by leaps and bounds last year, one of the best defenses in the state, and that unit's coming back pretty much intact in a lot of key areas, defensive line and secondary.
I think the one thing that our defense is going to have for sure is that experience factor. There's a lot of guys that played a lot of snaps that are coming back. I think that's going to be huge next year. And what Coach Tedder and his defensive staff has done with Coach Shores, Coach Edwards, Coach Bolden, Coach Quimby, and Coach Butts, I think they did a heck of a job preparing those guys week in, week out. And it goes back to the phrase, iron sharpens iron. So every day when the one offense went against the one defense, we got better.
Coach, you're the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates. Let that sink in for a second. And tell me what that means to you. Your wife, Erica, Brunswick High Teacher of the Year in 2021. Now she's the new First Lady of Pirate Football. You guys are 100% invested in Brunswick High. Just talk a little bit about this first job and what it means to you. Head coaching job, excuse me.
Man, it's a dream come true, I'll tell you that. You know, I've always worked for everything I've got, and I've learned that from my dad. You know, he worked on the railroad for 40-something years, and he showed me how it was to get up and go to work and push through hard times. And the game of football is the greatest game in life. It teaches you so many life lessons. And for me to lead a team and just building the relationships with these kids and these coaches and this community, me and my wife are very, very excited. And I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for my wife, Erica. She supports me 100%, always have. And she really just cares about this community, the school, and these kids as well. She does a jam-up job in the classroom, and I'm very thankful for her.
Coach, a couple of questions, and we'll wrap it up. You have been basically the recruiting coordinator for Brunswick High School over the past 5 years. Everything that you see out on social media as it relates to Pirate football, you've put it out there, and you get a lot of these kids, a lot of visibility, and you work hard for them. And talk about how that's going to continue.
It's going to continue because of the relationships that we've built with these college coaches and with the kids. The kids trust us, their parents trust us, and their recruiting process. And to have these coaches come through in and out every single year as remarkable. And we're always going to, you know, expose our program to social media and get these kids the exposure they deserve because they work so hard, and now we're going to give them opportunity. So,
Coach, question on the lighthearted side. Can we retire those gray jerseys?
I think they're out. I think they're out. I think you'll see a surprise next year, but the gray jerseys are out. And I know that helps you with the numbers.
Man, an old guy like me, I have a hard time seeing from the press box when we broadcast these games.
Now, it's good for opponents because they don't know who's who, so they don't know who to prepare for because they can't see the number. But, yeah, I know. I think you'll see a surprise next year.
You got some concrete dates on spring football and all that kind of stuff?
Spring football start in the month of May. It'll be, I believe it's May 2nd. I think we do a film session and conditioning, and then we'll start our spring practices on that Tuesday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday after school. We'll do that for 3 weeks, and then we're looking to have a blue-gold game and, you know, try and get the fans out. You know, hopefully we'll do it right out here at the BHS track and the track field and the old Jane Macon field. And we'll, it'll be a great time to have the community come out and see what the Pirates are going to be in 2022.
Coach, I know you always have an open office policy, and your door is always open for folks that want to come in and talk to you. Civic events, you like to go speak and things like that, so there's going to be a lot of opportunities there.
Well, I'm looking forward to it and looking to develop relationships within the community, and we're going to call all Pirate Nations, you know, all hands on deck. We're going to need everybody to support this program, and you're going to see me around. Don't be surprised when I walk through your front door, your business or your office, and want to come just chat with you and talk with you and develop relationships.
Any last comments, Coach, before we sign off here today?
Well, I just want to thank everybody, and, you know, I'm grateful for this opportunity, like I said, and besides Go Pirates, you know, it's Pirate Pride, you know, back at Brunswick High. So,
all right. Thank you, Coach. And we look forward to you leading Brunswick High to great things in the future.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go Pirates.